Last time on the Skip and Josh podcast.
If that's not a charge, then nothing is a charge anymore. I don't know how anybody can say that was not a charge. And all the Duke haters are gonna flood our inbox with, yeah, that was a foul, get over it, and whatever. But like, honestly, like, that's a charge, you know?
The Skip and Josh podcast is on now.
Hello.
Hey, Skippy.
Hey, great to talk to you again.
It's been such a long time since we've spoken.
Oh, yeah, right. I'm so happy because, you know, the sun is shining a little bit outside. I don't know how it is in Toronto, but the weather is getting better here.
Here too.
It's like that time of year. Friend of the show, Mark, in Philadelphia.
I know what you're going
to
say.
We always used to say this. You get to a certain point where you look outside and you feel the air and you smell the air and you feel the temperature and you feel that baseball is right around the corner.
It was easier to feel that when Montreal actually had a baseball team.
Yes, because you would start to get the anticipation of the season, but you must get all that in Toronto, or do you just ignore it?
Because like, no. It totally happens here. I mean, I don't get excited like I used to get because I'm not a Jays fan. I'm not a fan of any team.
Right.
I do like baseball, and it's weird because young people don't like baseball because it's a very slow game.
They hate it. My son is not interested at all.
Yeah, and I'm starting to wonder, I mean, I do like baseball, but why do I like it? Maybe because it is a slow game. I don't know.
Look, the regular season baseball is a Ironman marathon. You know, it's a super long marathon.
It's a grind. And
it's very hard to get into regular season baseball, you know? It's the most fun to go watch a game. I'll go to any ballpark and watch any game, even if the teams are in last. It's meaningless, doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Just to go to a ballpark and sit there and enjoy the baseball is an experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which I love. But, you know, regular season baseball it's not like, you know, we're not holding our, you know, on the edge of our seat on every play of every game. That being said, we devoted many, many episodes of this podcast to playoff baseball, which is spectacular.
My two favorite months are March and October, because March has March Madness and October has playoff baseball.
Yeah, that 6 weeks or so of playoff baseball is spectacular. Honestly, it's amazing, you know. So that being said, you were saying like we don't have the lead up here in Montreal anymore because, you know, we don't have the newspapers or the local press covering a team. There is no team. So what we do have is the Jays coming to town for a couple of days to play like a preseason game. It's already the fifth year, I guess. I'm not even sure.
It is the fifth year, yes. And it's two preseason games.
So I haven't been to any of the games.
I've been to three of them.
Any of the years. And I know you've gone often when you can. It's usually a packed house, right? It's 50,000 fans per game usually.
Yes.
But you just mentioned to me in a text earlier today, like, hey, turn on the TV. Did you notice that the whole upper deck is empty?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay. I mean, look, I never had any interest in going to these games.
Know there was a game today.
The only reason why I knew is because there was some stuff on social media among the expo groups and Twitter accounts, you know, because there was a few expo events this weekend, you know, like they always do. Tim Raines is in town, Ellis Valentine, Steve Rogers, David Palmer, if you want a real blast from the past.
I remember him very well.
Yeah. Chris Spire, I think.
Oh, so he was the worst.
He was not
that was
good.
Like an automatic out every time. Like why like that guy would never survive in this day and age. Back then the shortstop, all he had to do was make every defensive play. It didn't matter if he batted below 200. But these days, shortstops can actually hit.
Shortstops are your best player. Yeah.
You
know, right? Look at Houston, right?
Exactly.
My dad used to say Chris Spire, oh yeah, he's a grounder outer. Like that's what he called him, you know?
Your dad's wise beyond his years.
Yeah, you knew it. He's like, he's a grounder outer. And the thing about Chris Spire, he wasn't even that good defensively.
Yeah, he was just whatever.
He was okay.
Average.
He was okay. Anyway, so we're getting into some Expos nostalgia. But that being said, you know, it's this time of year. It's time for our baseball preview, right?
Major League Baseball.
Yes, and the only reason I want to do a baseball preview, it's not because I know anything about baseball. It's because I want to mark down all our predictions and then in October or November, look back and see how many we got wrong. Because
we had a lot right last year and a lot wrong.
I think we were 50-50 maybe.
Yeah. So I was doing my research today.
I did a little bit.
And I was a little bit worried, like when I'm looking at all the division winners that we're about to reveal, that we're pretty much going to be on the same page for all of them.
I don't know, because you don't know what I'm going to say. I don't know what you're going to say.
I think the division winners kind of pick themselves in most cases.
I think I'm going to have a couple of different things.
Yeah, yeah. So that being said, let's, you want to get started with the 2018 Major League Baseball preview?
Yes, I do.
Love it. So,
we're going to start with the AL East.
Mm-hmm.
And so my pick to win the AL East
is
the Boston Red Sox. And the reason is they were a very good team last year.
Yeah.
And they added JD Martinez, who, you know, could be an MVP. That's a huge addition to the team. So that's my pick for the AL East.
It's the first time JD Martinez has ever been mentioned in the MVP in the same sentence.
I don't think so.
I'm just kidding. He's a fine player, but I don't know about MVP. I also have the Red Sox as the division winner.
Okay.
By
the way, I'm recording all this for posterity. Is that the word?
Yes. Well, we are posting this as a podcast, so the whole world can hear it.
But I mean, I'm also actually typing everything that you're saying.
That's good. That's good. So, I mean, look, I think it comes down to the Red Sox and Yankees, right? I mean, in this division, don't you think?
Yeah.
The Yankees had a huge year last year. I think they won 100 games. It was completely kind of out of the blue. No one saw them getting this good, this fast, so to speak, right? I mean, and now they've got Stanton, right? So they have Judge and Stanton. That's 100 home runs right in the middle of the order.
Chicks dig the long ball.
And that being said, I'm still not picking them. I'm not sold on their pitching staff. I'm not sold on their depth. I don't think Judge and Stanton are good hitters. If you understand what I'm saying.
I understand what you're saying.
Do I think they're each going to hit 50 home runs and each drive in 100 runs? Of course. But that doesn't mean they're good hitters. That means they're good home run hitters. And I think the Red Sox are just a more balanced team. They were missing the power after David Ortiz retired. They've got JD Martinez now, which will help with that. And I just like their rotation better. Like, Chris Sale is an ace. And the Yankees are relying on Severino, who's going to be their ace. And I don't know. Can he do it again? I don't know. They also have a new manager, Aaron Boone. Joe Girardi got a lot of criticism from us, too. In the playoffs, he seemed to be asleep. Right?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think the Yankees are in a little bit, are kind of situation like that I described with the Leafs, although the Leafs are kind of proving me wrong so far, in that everything was gravy last year. It was all bonus. It was unexpected. And now the pressure's on. Now, all of a sudden, all the Yankee sports writers are not going to accept, like, oh, yeah, we're overachieving. They are expecting 100 wins on the division, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I think the pressure's going to be on, and I think that's the Yankees are going to start to feel that.
One thing that the Yankees do better than the Red Sox and almost every other team in Major League Baseball is the Yankees' bullpen is very underrated. And I'm not even talking about Aroldis Chapman. I'm talking about all the other guys in their bullpen. They have from top to bottom, I think, the best bullpen in baseball.
Well, they've always had that, even going back to like Derek Jeter days. Like, that's been, like, the calling card of the team. I mean, it helps when they had Mariano Rivera for 20 years. So, they're always able to get a 7th-inning guy, an 8th-inning guy. And they still have it now, you know? So, yeah, that it is definitely, if they can make it to the playoffs, which I do expect them to be a wild card.
You've already divulged
the future. Yeah, the bullpen is huge, right? I mean, it's a huge factor. You saw how important it was in the playoffs this past year. I don't want to, like, just pass over the AL East. I want to stay on the AL East for a second just because of the Canadian content.
Of course.
Like, what do you... I don't think we're going to do this in any of the other divisions to talk about the third, fourth, or fifth place teams. But, like, the Jays, like, what's the feeling in Toronto about this season?
Well, the feeling in Toronto of other people is everyone's excited about the season. And I guess, you know, in March... everyone's excited about their team and everyone thinks their team is going to win the World Series.
Yeah.
But the truth is, my opinion,
it's not a good team.
Well, I don't think it's a good team. I mean, okay, let's look at the team. So they're basically, they're the same thing behind the plate. They got Russell Martin. They're the same at first base, Justin Smoke. At second base, they have Devin Travis. That's the same. At shortstop, they don't even have Troy Tulowitzki because he's injured. But let's assume he comes back soon, which probably isn't going to happen.
Yeah.
So that's the same. And Josh Donaldson's at third. So their infield's the same. And their center fielder, Kevin Pillar, is the same. So the team is, other than their left fielder and their right fielder, they're starting eight, and I forgot about Kendrys Morales, the DH. So other than left field and right field, the starting lineup is pretty much the same. And so they added Curtis Granderson, and I think his name is Randall Grichuk, as their other outfielder.
Yeah, he's underrated.
He's underrated. And by the way, Curtis Granderson, I know like he's nothing special, but he actually did have a good spring forever, for whatever that's worth.
Curtis Granderson's fine. It's just that he cannot hit a left-handed pitching whatsoever.
Okay. So, I mean, so they're line, but the thing is, all those guys are now a year older.
Yeah,
Justin Smoke had a career year. He was an all-star. He's not going to do that again. Russell Martin's a year older and he's a catcher. And being a catcher, I don't need to tell you, it takes a beating on you.
Also, the health. The health is a factor because half the guys you just mentioned are always injured.
Yeah,
right?
Troy Tulowitzki is injured now and will get injured again. Josh Donaldson was injured last year. And in fact, he didn't even make the trip with the team to Montreal because he doesn't want to play on the turf at Olympic Stadium. And he missed a few games during spring training. So, I mean, I don't have high hopes for this team. Now, their starting rotation is still excellent. They still have Marco Estrada and Marcus Stroman and Jay Happ.
Sanchez.
And Aaron Sanchez.
Their rotation's good, but they had their rotation last year and they were lousy. The team sucked.
They weren't lousy. They were
but they weren't good.
They weren't great.
Yeah.
I think it's time now because I don't think they're gonna win, especially with the Red Sox and the Yankees loading up as they did in the offseason.
Yeah.
I think it's time for the Jays to start, building for the future. They do have quite a decent farm system.
Yeah.
Vlad Guerrero Jr. is in their system and this other guy, Bichette, is in their system, and they're starting the season in AA, I think, both of them. But I mean, some people say they might be in the majors, before the All-Star break. Who knows?
Right.
If they can get anything for their older guys, like, I don't know if you could get anything for Tulowitzki. You could definitely get something for Josh Donaldson. I don't know if you could get anything for Russell Martin.
Yeah.
But
I think it's going to be interesting when they get close to the trading deadline, and the Jays are going to have to decide if they're going to be buyers or sellers, and they're going to have to figure out what they want to do, right?
Right. So they have a few months to decide.
Like you said, I'm not holding hope for the Jays. And it's too bad because I know that the fans are passionate. It's a passionate fan base. It's a Canadian team. It's not one that I particularly care about, but it's still a Canadian team, so.
Listen, Toronto is going to have enough excitement with the Raptors and the Leafs in the playoffs at the same time. I don't know they can handle another one.
That's so true. My God, it's going to be
nuts. Plus, the Argos just won the Grey Cup, so,
In that Maple Leaf Square, it's going to be wild in the playoffs.
Yes.
They're going to call it Jurassic Park.
Well,
they're going to change the name.
It depends if it's a basketball game or a hockey game. They change the name depending on who's playing.
Right. All right, so let's move to the AL Central. I guess we both have the Indians.
Yeah, how'd you know?
I think some of these, I told you, these division winners, they pick themselves. Look, the Indians are stacked. They have the same team as last year. They're on a mission because I think they feel like they're close to winning the World Series. They were so close 2 years ago. I think they thought they were going to make it back, and they have one focus. It is to win the World Series, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, their team's great. There's nothing to say. It's the same team they've had. They're loaded, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in the American League West, I think it's more of the same thing too with the Houston Astros.
Yeah, did the Astros lose anyone from their roster? I honestly don't know.
They got better. They got Garrett Cole from the Pirates.
Oh,
so,
right, yes.
And they didn't have Verlander for all year last year. They only had him since September.
But that
so
doesn't
all
make
of a sudden,
him better, in my opinion.
No, but all
they
of a,
had him.
They no, but I'm saying, like, think about how many wins they had in the regular season, right?
I know.
And now the top three in the rotation is, well, I can't pronounce his name, but Keuchel, Verlander, and Cole. I mean, that's pretty crazy. That's pretty stacked, right?
Yes, yes. And they also, by the way, Houston also has a very good bullpen, by the way.
No, their team, they won the World Series. So, like, what can you say about their team, right? I mean,
right.
They're great. Who do you see as, I mean, look, I already told you, I think the Sox are going to be one of the division winners. So the Yanks are going to be the wild card team. I kind of revealed that.
Yeah, the Yankees are one of my wild card teams for sure.
And who do you have as, like, another wild card?
I have, for no apparent reason, the Minnesota Twins.
Well, I had them on the short list. They had a good year last year, right? Like, they had a strong season. They have, like, a kind of up-and-coming team, but I don't know. I'm leaning towards the Angels for that second wildcard team.
Okay, the Angels have a lot of question marks. Can we talk about Shohei Ohtani?
We could, yeah.
I mean,
Who took him in your fantasy pool yesterday?
Not me.
Was he two players?
He's two players. He's the pitcher and the hitter, and no one took the hitter. No one took the hitter. I was debating taking the hitter with my last pick overall.
I think that's a good move to take him, because the thing is, you can't take him and say he's a position player, because you don't know how often he's going to hit or when he's going to hit.
So that's why I didn't take him.
But taking a flyer on him as a last pick, it can't hurt, no?
Well, I took instead, well, we can get to that later.
No, I mean,
it's... Because the guy I took with my last overall pick is my nomination for Rookie of the Year.
Oh, okay. So we'll get to that later.
So we'll get to that later.
Okay, so, yeah.
But yes, the pitcher, Shohei Ohtani, the pitcher was taken. Mm-hmm. But he hasn't even been pitching. He hasn't even been pitching well in spring training.
No, I know.
So they have a lot of question marks.
Yeah, they do.
So, you know, you could be right. They might be the wild card team. I mean, listen, the Angels are always right there, right? So
they've been close, right? And getting, I think, that second wild card, I think the Yankees and Sox are going to be close to 100 wins both. Same thing with the Indians and the Astros. So that second wild card is not going to be like, it's going to be 90 wins, you know?
It's interesting. I just realized that the teams we picked in the American League all made the playoffs last year.
I know. That's why I was worried when I made these picks, because they seemed a little bit too easy. And it is sort of the same thing in the National League.
But I mean, listen, last year you thought Kansas City might contend, but they've basically given up. So that gives Minnesota even better shot at being a wildcard team.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So
do you want to go to the National League, or you want to give your... Yeah, let's go to the National League.
Okay, so then we go to the National League.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, in the NL East, I'm picking the Washington Nationals. I know that every year they win their division. Their division isn't that strong. The only team that really could contend with them maybe is the Mets, but only if their entire pitching staff is healthy, which I don't know if it is.
I cannot put any faith in the Mets.
No, you can't. You can't.
I'm sorry.
So really, I mean, if Washington doesn't win the NL East, to me, that of all the divisions is the biggest lock of all of them, I think.
100%, because the rest of the division's lousy.
So,
right? I mean, the Marlins and the Mets, I mean, these are bad teams. Although I have something to say about the Phillies, I think the Phillies could be up and comers. But, I mean, the Nationals should win that division going away. Like, I don't even think it's close.
And I know this isn't a big deal because they already have a really good team, but the Nationals did add Howie Kendrick at the end of the season towards the trade deadline.
Yeah, but he's not an impact player.
But he might start for them because they have a couple of injuries.
No, I think he's going to start, but I mean, he's not changing things for them. I mean,
he's not the Howie Kendrick that he was 10 years ago.
Still a loaded lineup with a deep pitching staff, and they seem to have answered some of the questions about their bullpen.
I mean, with Max Scherzer and Steven Strasburg at the top of your rotation...
But this is the thing. Max Scherzer and Steven Strasburg at the top of your rotation. So Scherzer's going to win 15 to 20 games. Strasburg's going to win 15 to 20 games. But at a certain point, these guys are going to be injured. And that point is going to come in the month of September and October. So, like, that's why the Nationals didn't go far in the playoffs last year, because Scherzer has some nagging injuries come playoff time, and same thing with Strasburg. And then you know what happens in the playoffs. The pitching rotations get compressed. They want them to go on 3 days rest. These guys can't do that. So that's why I think, yeah, the Nationals are going to win the division, but I just don't see them, like you told everybody a few months ago, that that team's not ever winning a playoff series. They're cursed, and I totally agree with it.
By the way, we didn't even mention, they're going to have Adam Eaton supposedly for the whole season, unless he gets injured again.
Good player, starting center fielder.
So but, I mean, really, like I said, of all the divisions, for them to win theirs is a lock.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I don't have them winning the World Series, but...
No, yeah. What about the Central?
So the Central, let me go to my notes here. I think last year, obviously, was an off year for the Cubs.
They still won the division.
They won the division, and don't forget they won the World Series not that long ago. Their team is still stacked, and they added Yu Darvish. They lost Jake Arrieta. Some might say that's a wash. Some might say that's an upgrade.
Yeah, I think it's
certainly
a wash.
It's certainly no worse than a wash. So I mean, I'm gonna go with Chicago to win the NL Central.
So am I. What a shock. Although I saw a lot of predictions saying that they think the Cardinals are going to be in contention. Some people even picking the Cardinals to win. And I just think it's complete craziness. I think the Brewers have a better chance, to be honest.
Well, I had the Cardinals making the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
Because I'm one of those believers. The Cardinals, they're always there. They're just always there somehow. It doesn't matter. Like, they lost Albert Pujols. Everyone thought they would fall off the radar, but yet they just replaced these guys and they always contend year after year. Now, they didn't make the playoffs last year, so I was wrong, but it wouldn't surprise me if they did. And I don't want to give away the rest of my picks, but I don't have them winning the division.
Okay, there you go. And then in the National League West, I mean, I don't think we're going to also be, I think we're also going to be on the same page with the Dodgers, right?
Yes, we are.
I think that's also almost as much of a lock as the Nats, isn't it?
I don't know about that, because the West actually was, I mean, both of the wildcard teams came from the NL West last year, but were way behind.
And one of those teams wasn't the Giants, who are much improved by, you know, they got McCutcheon and Evan Longoria. So the Giants are serious about getting back in contention. Although I saw Madison Bumgarner broke his thumb or something today.
Yes. So I do have the Dodgers winning the NL West. I don't think they're as much of a lock as the Nationals.
Mm-hmm.
Just because the rest of the NL East is just so bad and the NL West is actually not bad.
Right. So your two wild cards in the National League?
My two wild cards are the Milwaukee Brewers and the San Francisco Giants, and I'll tell you why.
Sure.
I had the Giants making the playoffs last year, and I was wrong. But the Giants, as you just said, added Evan Longoria and Andrew McCutcheon. And by the way, they also added my buddy Pablo Sandoval.
Your buddy, yeah.
Yeah. So yes, I know that Madison Bumgarner's injured. But he's supposed to come back at some point. I just think the Giants are going to have a turnaround season. I think that last year was an off year. Remember, this team has won, was it three World Series in the span of three. 5 or 6 years?
Yeah, three in like 6 or 7. Every second year they were
winning. Yeah. So I do have faith in the Giants. And Milwaukee added Christian Yelich and your buddy Lorenzo Cain.
Lorenzo Cain, that's like honestly one of my favorite players in the league.
I know.
First of all, it's the best name in the league, Lorenzo Cain. He sounds like someone from like a 1980s soap opera.
Yeah, it's a pretty good name.
Yeah.
And he's a pretty decent player too.
Yeah, no, I think I also have the Brewers as taking one of those wild card spots. And so, I have the D-backs with the other.
So that answers the question about do I have the Cardinals, and I don't.
Right. I think the D-backs were a very underrated team last year, and I think Goldschmidt is an MVP candidate as soon as he walks on the field. And they have a pretty deep lineup, you know? So I don't think, like you said, I think they're gonna keep it close, I think, in the National League West with the Dodgers, but the Dodgers are just too good.
I mean, Arizona did have 93 wins last
year,
so...
Yeah, I don't know if they could do it again, but I think it's enough for a wild card spot, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
So now we get to our, we got to say who's going to play in the World Series and who's going to win it.
Yeah. So who do you have?
I'm making these picks on the fly as we go. So my AL champ, I'm going to pick Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. Oh God, really?
Yeah. And my NL champ, I'm going to pick Chicago.
I love it. Those are great. And then who do you have winning the World Series? The Cleveland Indians?
Yes.
The Cleveland Indians.
Yes.
Bring it home. That would be awesome for the city of Cleveland, I have to say.
It would be.
Yeah. I have the Houston Astros back in the World Series against the Cubs.
And there's nothing wrong with those picks.
And I have the Astros repeating. I think they're just too good.
Okay.
And I really would like to see Kate Upton.
Oh, I was just going to mention.
I would really love to see Kate Upton, you know. Sitting right behind home plate. The camera always flashing on her in the private box. You know, her celebrating on the field. It's just fantastic. You want to go awards?
I would like to do awards, yes.
Okay, let's hear it. This is where we could have some different opinions.
Right. So let's start with AL MVP.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pick Carlos Correa.
Well, while I do think that I have written down here, I do think Carlos Correa is the best player in the league.
Mm-hmm.
I have Giancarlo Stanton as the MVP.
Okay.
I think when it's going to come down to numbers, like, and he's just going to have, he's going to have 50 home runs. So they're going to give him the MVP, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's legit. Did Stanton win the NL MVP last year?
Yeah, he did. He beat out Joey Votto and Paul Goldschmidt and your guy, Nolan Arenado.
Yeah. So now you got the both MVPs in the same league.
It would be pretty impressive if you would win back-to-back MVPs in different leagues.
It would be.
But I'm 100% sure that there's never been back-to-back MVPs in different leagues. That's never happened.
You think?
I think the only person to win MVP in different leagues is Frank Robinson. And that's not back-to-back years. Okay. I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure. My baseball brain is good, but I'm doubt myself a little bit lately.
Well, you are getting older.
American League Cy Young?
I have Corey Kluber.
I do also.
Okay.
I think they're going to win a ton of games because their division sucks. They're going to have well over 100 wins, and he's going to have well over 20, right?
Yeah. And the truth is, I mean, now that Verlander is older, I don't really know of a dominant pitcher in the American League. Like, there's no Clayton Kershaw in the American League. There's no Max Scherzer in the American League.
No, there's Chris Sale, who's
I'm not sold on Chris Sale.
And then
Pardon the pun.
I know. And Luis Severino in the Yankees, I'm not sold on him either, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, you are right. It's more or less Corey Kluber's to lose, or unless Dallas Keuchel, I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, unless David Price becomes the David Price of 5 years ago.
Don't have faith in that. I mean, I think he's a good pitcher, but I don't think he's an ace.
No.
Yeah. And then who do you have for the American League Rookie of the Year?
So this is the guy who I picked last in my draft instead of Shohei Ohtani.
Okay, well, I have Shohei Ohtani as the Rookie of the Year. I think, you know, because these votings are, a lot of it is like a narrative, you know, a story. And he's the big story, right? So as long as he does well, he's going to win.
Right, but I mean, you
have to put up the numbers.
Yes, and like, we don't even know how much he's going to play in the field, right? We don't know.
No, no, but I'm saying just as a pitcher.
Okay, just as a pitcher.
Yeah, so who do you have?
I have, as my AL rookie, I have Gleyber Torres on the Yankees, who's currently in the minors.
Right.
But the reason he's in the minors is because they want to limit his service time, so he's going to get called up, you know, in a month
or
something.
What position
like
does
that.
He play?
Shortstop.
So is he going to get in the lineup? He's not going to play shortstop.
Well, he might, or he can play other positions.
Right, okay. That would be interesting.
It would be interesting.
So you feel that they're going to call this guy up like after a month?
I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be cool.
I mean, I did pick him in my draft, so I hope so.
Right. Let's go National League MVP.
I have Paul Goldschmidt.
I just finished telling you that he's an MVP candidate as soon as he steps on the field.
Yes.
That being said, I think you can never underestimate the power of like the last year on your contract before you become a free agent.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to give it to Bryce Harper.
Oh, that's a good one.
Right? I mean, he might be just hitting for his next contract right now, you know? So
I'm like regretting my pick now.
You could change it, but
no, that's okay. I'll keep.
But like, look, Harper's always hurt. He always gets some injuries, so usually limits some of his at bats. But I mean, and he also went into like some kind of huge slump. Remember last year at a certain point?
I thought it was 2 years ago that he had that slump.
It seems like it was going on forever in my mind. But like, the league sort of figured out how to pitch him a little bit, so. But like I said, I think, you know, maybe he's finally due for his big year, you know?
Mm-hmm.
National League Cy Young. I'm scared to say it.
I have Max Scherzer.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I took Clayton Kershaw. I think it's like he's never bad. He's always great.
That's true.
You know, there's nothing wrong with Scherzer. Scherzer's a workhorse. He's like, he just goes out there and just pitches innings, you know, like honestly. He's always giving you everything he's got. I love the guy, honestly. But like I said, he's always got these nagging injuries that seem to like limit him at the most important time.
Okay.
National League Rookie of the Year.
I have a guy who also is in the minors.
Mm-hmm.
And his name, he plays for the Atlanta Braves. His name is Ronald Acuna.
I have the same guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything I read about the top rookies is this guy's, like, his story is amazing, right? He played A, double A, and triple A last year.
Yes, and he had sick numbers everywhere.
Yeah, he rose through their minor league system all in 1 year, basically hitting for average. I think he hit 325 all told, 20-something home runs on the season, 40-something stolen bases. I've said it before. I hate the term five-tool player. That bothers the hell out of me.
I didn't know that.
No, I don't like it because I feel like those tools are not indications of whether a player is going to be good or not. You know, they're always like, can hit for power, can hit for average, can throw, can run, like the things that they rate them on, you know. But like a lot of times, like these five tool players, you know, they omit the most important thing, which is, does the guy know how to hit? Just mm-hmm. hit. Like, I know they say he can hit for average, but that doesn't always mean anything. Like, do you know how to work an at-bat? Do you know how to work a count? Do you know how to your approach to hitting, you know? Like, Aaron Judge doesn't have that. That's why I don't like Aaron Judge. Like, when I said before he's not a good hitter, this is what I meant, you know? Mm-hmm. And all things are pointing to this guy on the Braves as, like, legit, you know? So...
And again, he's a similar situation to Gleyber Torres,
yeah.
Who they just sent him down because they want to control his his service time exactly. So
the difference is though, he's on a bad team, Acuna.
Right, and so he'll definitely get called up.
Yeah, so I mean, he's gonna play because the Braves are bad, and they're gonna play their young guys, right? Yeah. And see what they've got. So he'll get his at bats, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I'm looking forward to a big baseball season. Hopefully I'll get to go to some games this year, at least one or two in other cities. They don't have teams here.
Yeah.
Last year I was able to see a game in Philadelphia, or maybe that was the year before. I don't remember. Usually I can get to a game in Philadelphia. Oh no, last year I went to a game in New York in Citi Field. I saw the Mets.
Oh yes, that's right.
Yeah, they are horrible. So maybe I get to New York often, so hopefully I can catch either a Met or a Yankees game this year, which would be great. And also I get to Philadelphia, the good chance I could get to Philadelphia to see a Phillies game. So there you go.
Very cool.
So before we sign off, remember you can listen and subscribe to new and archived episodes of the Skip and Josh podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, anywhere you listen to podcasts. And if you listen through Apple Podcasts, definitely give us a review. We would love to hear from you via email, skipandjoshshow@gmail.com. We're very active on Twitter @skipandjosh, and you can like and follow our Facebook page. And as always, the links to everything I just said are on our website, skipandjosh.com. As well, when you go to skipandjosh.com, make sure you sign up for our email list. So I guess I'll speak to you next time, and we'll get back to maybe our normal type of episode where we kind of run down whatever's on our mind. This was a little bit more focused and onto one topic.
I kind of liked it.
Well, it's good. I mean, we always say we like to do like an episode of this, or like soon we're going to do an NHL playoff preview. That's going to come too, where we'll just focus on the NHL playoffs, right?
We have to do that soon, actually.
Yeah, I know. It comes pretty quick, right? Yeah. All right. Great talking to you. And I look forward to seeing you this weekend.
All right. I'll be at your place on the weekend. Get ready to have me.
Awesome. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
The Skip and Josh podcast is over now. Don't worry, there'll be another episode soon.